regarded as the pride of London, Chelsea Football Club of England are one of the most supported clubs in the Barclays English Premier League. Backed by the bottomless pockets of billionaire Russian owner Roman Abramovich, Chelsea are regarded as one of the richest and most powerful teams in Europe and are the current defending champions of the league. But lately, everything seems to be going wrong at Stamford Bridge. Just one win in their last six matches and plenty of negative press. Everything is not well in the ranks of the Blues. And at the heart of this crisis is coach Jose Mourinho. Ever since the Portuguese tactician demoted former team doctor Eva Carneiro, Chelsea's form has been in decline. And Chelsea fans are desperate for Mourinho to apologize to her and lift the curse of Carneiro. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on Fans on Friday, we'll be asking fans what they think about the crisis at Stamford Bridge. It sounds unbelievable, but EPL defending champions Chelsea have only won one of their last five games. Currently sit in 15th place on the EPL table and have been knocked out of the Capital One Cup. Something is going on at Stamford Bridge, but no one knows what. If Chelsea coach Jose Mourinho isn't accusing referees, he's accusing his players of not putting in enough effort or ranting about whether or not he should be sacked. But where did it all go wrong for Chelsea? Is Mourinho no longer the special one? Are the players no longer ready to play for him? Should Chelsea fire Mourinho if they lose to Liverpool tomorrow? Or should they give him time to come through this bad patch of form? Or should Chelsea beg Eva Carneiro to lift a curse? Today on Fans on Friday, we put all these questions to you.
Okay, I am an engineer and my name is Kemi Bodawa Anawuje. I'm calling from Yanamaya. Now, I studied the Bible very well, and my Bible tells me that when there is pride, it leads them to destruction. Pride weighs them down. It's just like when they put stones on your neck and tie it and then throw you into the water. Somebody will not come up. So pride weighs people down very well. So that is the problem. It's not saying that they are not good. So it's not saying that Mourinho is not good. Yes, it is pride. There is nothing wrong with them. It is not a spell. Pride. You see how Mourinho sacked that doctor. You know, there is no coach that has done it in this world. No coach. It is pride that leads to destruction.
Okay, my name is Mr. Innocent Jamsian from Oba area. Concerning this Mourinho issue with Chelsea management should have called back that Carneiro. I believe that the lady has caused Mourinho, so they should call the doctor back to his position. That's my own contribution.
I'm from Benin, Edo State. I write number the name. I'm a Chelsea supporter fan. To my own experience, it is money that is tearing that team apart. But you will not believe my suggestion. It is money that is tearing them apart. How do you imagine the hazard who came yesterday to be paying $220,000 pounds a week? And Kelly, who played all these matches throughout last season, is only £160,000. Many other good ones like that. It's not Canada's problem. It's not Mourinho's problem. It's money. They don't want to reveal all these things to you people. It's money that is tearing them apart.
My name is Peter, a.k.a. Blue for Life, from Antony, Lagos State here. You know, first of all, if there is no trial, there won't be testimony, so you know. So it's a time period that Chelsea are. And, you know, I'm always this a passionate Chelsea fan. If my coach do wrong or my club do wrong, I always say it. First of all, I blame my coach for the wrath he has with our doctor. And he's a man. He's a proud man. He's always proud. He doesn't want to accept his fault. If I'm doing, I'll be looking for a way to talk to him. I can't see, but that one day God will touch him. There's no big deal calling this woman ever. I'm sorry. Let's come back together again. As we are, both of them are right and wrong, but that's not the issue. And another one is that And now it's obvious, let's say the fact is obvious, when a player or group of players doesn't want a coach to prosper, it's obvious. And if people will not agree with me that Hazard, player, very, very good player, Hazard desire for Chelsea is no longer there. And I believe it is right time Mourinho should deal with Hazard and focus on other players who are ready to play for Chelsea.
Emmanuel Collins. No. Those things are just like, what do I call it? It's just like a superstition, I believe. I don't believe in that. Nothing as just like how it happened at United last year. Sometimes things doesn't go the way you want it. It's not that Chelsea is happy with all that, you know. But it's not ascribing to anything. It is normal to sometimes you have to get down to be able to appreciate when you are up.
Uh-huh. My name is Nachibueze. I call from Aba. You see, that woman is better than that woman I wish. That woman said to do. Ever since he goes, nothing happened for Chelsea. All my betting, where I don't do everything don't enter, you know, in a loss. Make them go beg that woman, make she come out and do for Chelsea.
Yeah, my name is Friday. I'm coming from Lagos Island. I have been a sports fan of the sports planet. So I saw that back on complete sports. My brother, the problem, as I think, I'm a Chelsea fan, big fan of Chelsea. I thought the problem might have come from the board, if not the coach. I mean from the board. At least the board knows there's a problem with Chelsea. They know if it is from Mourinho as a coach, the board has to organize the coach and the players, sit them together so that they sort things out. I think it's paining me a lot. As such, they're almost going down to regulation. So what I mean is that the problem is from the board. If happens, Mourinho is not working as a coach or normal thing that he's supposed to do, then we know. Then if the problem is from the Chelsea, then the board will know. So ratify things, I think the problem is from the board or the management of the club.
Apparently, Mourinho's antics and Chelsea's poor form are affecting the betting fanatics.